创世纪第三章。
Let us turn to Genesis chapter 3.
创世纪第三章。
Genesis chapter 3.
我们要从最后的这几节，我们读第21节到24节。
We want to read the last passage from verse 21 to 25.
创世纪第三章。
Genesis chapter 3, 21 to
24. 我们从21读到24节。
21 to 24.
耶和华上帝为亚当和他的妻子用皮子做衣服给予他们穿。耶和华上帝说，那人已经与我们相识，能知道善恶，现在恐怕他伸手又摘生命树的果子吃，就永远活着。耶和华上帝便打发他出伊甸园去，耕种他所置出之处，于是把他赶出去了，又在伊甸园的东边安设基路伯和四面转动发火焰的剑，把守生命树的道路。我们读经就到这个地方。我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，求你赐福今天的聚会，赐福今天的讲解，赐福今天的聆听，给我们无论讲的无论听的都存一个敬畏的心，受教的舌头，受教的耳朵，在你的面前顺从接受你所启示的真理，好在我们生命中间发出亮光，光照我们，启发我们，提醒我们，指正我们，把我们带回真理的原理上。求主听我们的祷告，我们把你无用的仆人交托给你，愿你的爱，你的真理丰丰富富充满他，你的圣所引导他，赐福每一个到你面前来的人。感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名求你，
阿们。
我们上个礼拜已经思想到亚当夏娃犯了罪，神把他叫出来审判他们。
Last week we really talk about how Adam and Eve have sinned and God sought him out.
这个伊甸园里面的历史。
The history within the Garden of Eden.
就是从知识论的混乱开始。
Started when the knowledge is confused.
就是从神的声音的对抗者所提出的理论产生混乱来的。
The confusion comes between the voice of God and the opposer.
亚当在伊甸里面听见上帝的声音。
Adam heard the voice of God in the garden.
那么上帝许可蛇，就是魔鬼的工具，再把另外一个声音带到亚当夏娃的耳朵里面。
And God allowed the serpent, Satan's voice to be heard in a tool.
这样我们看见亚当就被造在不同的思想、不同的理论的选择的自由中间。
Here we see Adam being created in a state of freedom where he had choices of the voices.
这是人性尊贵的地方。
This is where humanity is honorable.
这也是人性危机的地方。
But it is also where we are at a crisis.
上帝把人造在危机性的存在位置上。
And so God has created man with a status of crisis.
人可以说是被造在神与鬼的中间。
You can say that we have been created between God and the devil.
被造在真理与不同理论的中间。
All created between the truth and those that are not of the truth.
真正造在善与恶的可能中间。
Created between the potential of good or evil.
真正造信念跟怀疑的中间。
Created between faith and doubt.
被造在绝对跟相对的对抗中间。
Created between the fight of the absolute and the relative.
这些都是动物所没有的。
All these are absent in an animal.
这些都是人性中间一定要经历的事情。
And things that you, a human being must experience.
所以上帝对亚当所讲的话，
The words that God has spoken to Adam
是以真理的权威，
came from his power as the truth.
是以绝对的权威，
with the authority of the absolute.
提出了一些肯定的事情。
And he stated affirmative sentences.
我命令你不可以吃这分别善恶树上的果子。
I command you not to take of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil.
你吃的日子你必定死。
Because the day you eat of it, you will surely die.
这个命令
This command came from God.
这个境界里面
This warning
有肯定的死的戒律
has an affirmation of death.
那么上帝许可撒旦用蛇来诱惑夏娃的时候，
when God allows Satan to seduce Eve in the form of a serpent,
就产生了知识论的另外一个可能性。
Another possibility in knowledge occurs.
上帝说，
God said,
蛇说上帝启示真说。
But the serpent said, did God really say?
上帝说你吃的日子必定死。
God said that you eat of it, you surely die.
撒旦说你吃的不一定死。
Satan said, maybe not.
所以你看见肯定跟疑惑就对抗了。
So here you see a conflict between the affirmative and the doubt.
而撒旦用的办法是什么呢？
The methods of Satan
就是先把绝对的把它相对化。
Was to make things that are absolute relative.
再把相对的把它绝对化。
And then make things that are relative absolute.
人就在这个世界中间把绝对相对一同拉在相对界里面。
And this is the way we live in our life. We mix the whole thing all together.
既然一切在相对界里面就没有一个绝对的可能存在。
We think that since we live in a relative world, there cannot be an absolute truth.
那么所谓的自由的应用
and the use of our freedom
就没有真正的原则在引导
is based with no principle.
没有真正的这个规范在引导
and is not guided by any principles.
这样许多人所说的使用自由
So for many people, when they say, I use my freedom,
那是先在信仰的绝对性中间被把它相对化以后才产生的选择。
It is a choice that comes when you make faith a relative thing.
这是很危险的事情。
This is something very dangerous.
我相信这个世界历史中间
In the history of the world,
人类的堕落
The fall of man,
就从这些撒旦所用的很狡猾的手段开始没有发现。
And started from all these very evil plans of Satan and we do are not aware of it.
撒旦在制造对上帝的良善动机的怀疑。
And Satan has created doubt towards the good motive of God.
所以你知道吗？上帝为什么不叫你吃呢？
So Satan said, do you know why God forbid you?
因为他不愿意你知道他所已经知道的。
Because he's not willing for you to know what he already knew.
这些的知识是上帝垄断的。
This knowledge is in the monopoly of God.
上帝绝对不要分享于你。
God is not willing to share with you.
所以他才告诉你，你不可以吃。
So he command you not to eat of the fruit.
换句话说，对上帝的话语先产生另有用意的怀疑。
In other words, first you create a doubt about the integrity of the word of God.
这是挑拨离间最好的手段。
This is the best method to create trouble.
所以夏娃就上了这个当了。
And Eve fell into the trap.
有人说呢，夏娃为什么听撒旦的话呢？
Some people ask why did Eve hear the voice of the Satan?
他先假设上帝的声音跟撒旦的声音是同样层次的理论。
The problem was that she has assumed both voices to be the same.
那我为什么接受这个理论，不可以接受别的理论呢？
Why would I listen to this voice and not the other voice?
所以他就乱了。
And so she got confused.
还有人说呢，撒旦来试探亚当夏娃的时候，如果亚当是广东人就好了。
And some people say that if they had been Cantonese, then the problem would be solved.
就不听他的话，就把他杀来吃，就吃补了。
They will not listen to serpent, they will kill it and eat it.
这些都没有真正解决原来的意义。
But it does not solve the original problem.
所以当撒旦试探亚当夏娃的时候
，When Satan tempted Adam and Eve,
他就从这两个手段下手。
He did it with two methods.
第一，相对化上帝的绝对。
The first one would be to make the absolute God relative.
第二，怀疑上帝的动机。
The second one was to create doubt about the motive of God.
接下去就加上第三样，赐下或者给予亚当夏娃虚假的诺言。
The third one was to give them false promises.
神所赐的是戒律。
God has given a command.
是一个就戒律。
It's a warning.
但是撒旦所给的是一个诺言。
But Satan has given a promise.
你吃的日子你一定死。
God said the day you eat of it, you will surely die.
撒旦说你吃的时候，你的眼睛一定明亮起来。
But Satan promised that your eyes will be open.
所以这样到底哪一个是对呢？
So the question is, who was right?
知道哪一个对，最好的办法就是把它试下来。
It's very easy, just try it.
但是两样都试是不可能的事情。
It is not possible for both to be right.
试试看不吃，你就不死。
If you do not eat, you will not die.
你试试看吃，你眼睛就明亮。
But if you eat of it, your eyes will be open.
要试第一个就没有办法试第二个。
If you want to try the first option, you cannot take the second one.
要试第二个就没有办法试一个。
You do the second one, you cannot do the first one.
所以人在用自由选择二中之一的时候
，When we exercise our freedom to choose from two，
他不是在试，他正在杀自己的自由。
It is not that we are trying, we are killing our own freedom.
你这句话听懂了，你一生就少去很多的麻烦了。
If you understand this sentence, you will save a lot of trouble in your life.
当你决定走 A 这条路的时候
，When you decide to go on pathway A，
你如果是还可以回头走 B， 两样你都可以试。
If you still can turn around and take pathway B, it means you can try both.
时间对生命最大的讽刺是什么呢？
But the greatest irony of time towards life,
时间是永不回头的。
Is that time will not have a U-turn.
所以你只有一次去，你就没有办法回头，再用原先的办法去试第二种。
So if you take one option, you cannot turn around and take the second one.
这是很危险的事情。
So it is something very dangerous.
所以中国人明白这个道理，就讲了一句话语。
The Chinese understand this, and there is a saying:
一失足成千古恨。
That if you make one wrong step, you may regret for the rest of your life.
为什么一失足拉住回来就永远不恨？
Why can't you be saved from that mistake?
没有可能的。
It is not possible.
因为你选择的时候
，When you choose,
你 take A, it means you forbid B.
你选择一样，就是说另外你不可以选择。
你就 forsake another possibility.
你就放弃了另外一个选择权。
撒旦就给你这个办法。
So Satan gave us this method.
很多人去旅行的时候。
When we tour,
都爱买东西。
We like to buy things.
无论在飞机场
，whether it's at the airport,
无论在旅游商店
，or at the hotel.
因为那个心里说你大概不会再回来，现在不买你会后悔。
Because in your heart you say you will regret if you don't buy that thing, you are not coming back.
结果你买了以后呢
？But after you buy it,
你就感谢上帝，我没有后悔的可能了。
You give thanks to God because you will not be regretful.
等你到一半发现你买的太贵的时候，你不能再感谢上帝了。
But when you find that you have been conned and the thing is too expensive, you will not give thanks.
真的没有回头去换东西的可能了。
It is not possible for you to fly back and change it.
不是说我没有回来再买的可能，没有回去再换东西换回钱的可能。
You won't have the opportunity to change back for cash.
我有一次在这个美国买一件衣服给我的太太。
Once in America, I bought a dress for my wife.
但到飞机上我看 made in Indonesia.
On the plane, I realized it was made in Indonesia.
还有一次我在瑞士买一盒的 chocolate, 上面还有一个这个军兵很好看的带到香港给我的哥哥。
And once I bought a box of chocolate in Switzerland.
在飞机上我把它注意看 made in Hong Kong.
I brought it to Hong Kong, but it was made in Hong Kong.
为什么会买呢？
But why did I buy it?
遮死不做。
Because if I were not to do it then,
留下后悔
then I would regret.
所以快快抓住机会
So I want to grab the opportunity.
做了一个以为没有错误的错误的选择
To make a choice that I thought was right but was wrong.
所以撒旦说你吃了你眼睛就会亮
Satan said if you eat the fruit your eyes will be open.
上帝赐下的戒律
The warning that God has given
是从绝对的权威出来的
Came from the power of the absolute.
撒旦所赐下的给了诺言
But the promise that came from Satan
是从虚妄的本质出来的
Came from falsehood.
但你要怎么知道它是虚妄？除非你试一试咯。
So in order to know whether it's right or wrong, you have to try.
你要怎么知道上帝讲的是真理？除非你也试一试咯。
How do you know that God is speaking the truth? So you must try.
当两样都不能试的时候
，When you cannot try both at the same time，
你就是因为把绝对的跟相对的混在一起，你就随便选择了。
Because you have made the absolute relative, you will make a wrong choice.
夏娃就吃了果子。又分给她的丈夫亚当吃。
And therefore Eve took the fruit and shared it with her husband.
这样他们吃了以后，他们眼睛真的就明亮起来了。
And indeed their eyes were open.
但是这样岂不等于说上帝讲的话变成假的吗？
Does that not mean that God has lied?
岂不等于说撒旦讲的都变成真的吗？
And the things that Satan said was true.
哎呀，你说算了，真真假假不必分就是了。
Maybe you say forget it, whatever it is.
这个世界就变成模糊不清的一个世界了。
Therefore the world is confused and there's no clarity.
对的事看起来都错了。
Things that look right looks wrong.
错的事情看起来都对了。
Things that are wrong looks right.
好的事情结局不一定好。
Things that are good may not have a good ending.
坏的事情结局可能更好。
But evil people may live a better life.
当一个人以自己的感受超越自己理性分析的时候，这个人就在危机里面。
Therefore, when a person uses his feelings to rule after his reason, he is in crisis.
当一个人注重利害关系，过于注重是非关系的时候，他就在危机里面。
And when a person puts emphasis in profit and loss rather than right or wrong, he is in crisis. God said, the day you eat of it, you will surely die.
亚当夏娃吃了以后，那一天不但不死，而且他还活了930年。
Not only did they not die, they lived another 930 years.
所以上帝的绝对话语根本没有绝对的果效。
And so the absolute words of God did not have an absolute result.
上帝真理的源头所讲出来的话，没有达到真实的这个结局。
And it seems like the words from the source of truth did not come true. But Satan promised that your eyes will be opened. And indeed, when they took the fruit, their eyes were opened. And they realized they were naked.
所以我告诉你, 对你说诺言的人, 你要问他诺言的目的是什么?
So those who give you promises, you want to ask them what is the purpose of this promise. Many people want to be prosperous.
不知道发财有什么用?
But they cannot tell you what is the purpose of prosperity.
眼睛要亮, 不知道亮了做什么?
Like Eve, she wants to open her eyes, but she doesn't know for what.
应当看上帝的旨意看得更清楚才对。
When your eyes are open, you should be clearer about the will of God.
眼睛亮, 你更能分辨是非才对。
And be able to tell what is right and wrong.
但是夏娃亚当吃了眼睛亮, 才发现自己前途已经完蛋了。
But Adam and Eve, when their eyes were opened, they realized they have no more future.
神包围他的荣耀已经失去了。
The glory that God has given to them is gone.
他所建造的是什么呢?
And what they have built.
他建造一个不可收拾的残局。
They have built a result that cannot be retrieved.
那建造了一个没有出路的困境。
They have created a difficulty that cannot be resolved.
他建造被欺骗以后永远不能挽回的结局。
They have created a conclusion that cannot be solved after they have been deceived.
这就是人性直到今天还没有解决的弱点。
This is the weakness that humanity has not solved till today.
有多少人要等到健康失去以后才说原来健康是这么重要的。
Many people realize the importance of health after they have lost it.
有多少女子要真遭失去了才发现从前圣洁的时候良心多么平安。
Many women have found out that they have lost the peace in their hearts after they lose their virginity.
这个代价太大了。
The price to pay is way too high.
所以我们如果真正明白圣经,
so if we truly understand the Bible,
我们就真正认识人性的弱点,
we will understand the weakness of humanity.
我们就不会像那些灭亡的人走在一个不可收拾一去不还的灭亡的道路。
We will then not be like the pagans that is going along a pathway that leads to destruction.
因为这些话, 上帝早就赐给我们。
These words of warning were already given to us.
没有一本任何宗教的经典 可以与圣经相比其中的万一。
Not a single religious scripture can be even remotely comparable to the Bible.
最伟大的宗教经典不过是罪人宗教信里面最崇高的理念所写出来的。
The greatest religious scripture is just a product of a fallen human being.
而他们的这个已经堕落的理性所能讲出来最高的理想不是真正的实际永远是在理想中间。
And what words of idealism that they have spoken is from their fallen reason and it can never reach the truth.
上帝赐下给我们的教导,
but the teachings that God has given to us
活生生的事实,
are living truth.
把我们真正堕落的原因讲出来,
to tell us the true cause of our fallenness.
把永恒为我们预备的恩典应许也记载下来,
and also to give us the grace and promises given to us in eternity.
亚当夏娃犯罪以后,
after Adam and Eve have fallen,
他们已经进到一个不可能恢复的困境了,
although they have entered into a difficulty that they cannot recover from,
他们看见自己没有办法挽回的这个悲惨的结局,
all they can see is a tragedy that they cannot recover.
所以他们就用什么办法解决呢?
So how did they try to solve the problem?
隐藏,
they try to hide,
逃避,
they try to escape,
不再面对事实,
they do not want to face the truth.
你看见今天人类是不是这样的?
Isn't this the case for humanity today?
当一个人不应该怀孕的时候怀孕,
if a person gets pregnant when it is not the right time,
她不是认罪,
it is not that she will confess,
她不是跪下来接受救恩,
or kneel down and accept salvation,
她是为了面子的缘故去打胎,
because of the face saving, they went to go for abortion.
人性的软弱在这里吗?
Isn't this a weakness of humanity?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
我们对面子的尊重,
we place great honor on our face,
比对真理的尊重更大,
much more than honor the truth.
我们对自己感受的尊重,
we place greater emphasis on our own feelings,
比对是非的价值观的尊重更大,
than the value of right and wrong.
所以犯罪以后就产生了犯罪堕落以后的文化。
After we have sinned, we have a culture that came from the fallenness.
文化使命原先存在的。
There was originally a cultural mandate.
文化解决罪恶是根本不合神的心意的。
It is not possible for culture to solve the problem of sin.
所以你看见文化使命的崇高跟文化成就之间的那个间隔是没有办法解决的问题。
There may be great cultural mandate, but cultural actual accomplishment can never bridge the gap.
我们有很伟大的伦理的书。
We have great books on ethics.
但我们还有很卑微的伦理的生活。
But in our very life, we live despicable lives.
我们有非常崇高的理想。
We have great ideals.
我们有非常不可告人的生活。
But in our life, we live shameful lives.
中国的君王都尊崇儒学。
All Chinese emperor place great emphasis on Confucianism.
中国朝代中没有几个朝代是反对孔子的。
Or most of the dynasties actually supported Confucius.
但中国明朝的皇帝几乎个个死在范建林的性病里面。
But almost all Ming emperors died because of sexual illnesses.
为什么帝王推崇儒学，而这些皇帝自己完全不能没办法行出来呢？
Why was this the case? The emperor actually promoted Confucianism, but they themselves could not do it.
所谓的文化。
Because culture
不是真正达到至善的境界
is actually not meant to reach the ultimate good.
而是怎么样遮盖自己不善的真面目。
What it actually does is try to cover up our ungoodness.
亚当夏娃犯罪以后
After Adam and Eve have sinned,
他们不是说主啊我得罪你了。
They did not say, Oh Lord, we have sinned against you.
主啊我没有听你的话我失败了。
Oh Lord, we have failed because we didn't listen to
you. 主啊求你赦免我。
Oh Lord, forgive us.
他所能做的行动就是逃避上帝。
The first thing they did was to escape.
他就是惧怕上帝。
To be fearful.
一方面遮盖他的罪恶。
On the one hand, they want to cover up their sin.
因为他竟然亲眼看见自己没有穿衣服。
Because suddenly they realized they were naked.
而没有穿衣服有什么奇怪？猫、狗、猪都没有穿衣服。
But nakedness is very common among the animals.
所以你看见了我没有穿衣服，我看见没有穿衣服，这就是世界大同嘛。
It seems to be quite universal that they should be naked.
但是只有人是不可以的。
But this is not something humanity does.
直到今天，无论科学家，无论文化学者，从来没有给我们解释为什么没有穿衣服的人叫做野蛮人。
Till today, no scientist or cultural worker can tell us why a naked person is considered a barbarian.
只有这本圣经把这个伟大的事实记载下来。
Only this Bible gives us this great truth.
衣服跟文化有什么关系呢？
What is the relationship between clothing and culture?
衣服就等于文化吗？
If you have clothing, that means you are cultural.
中国人岂不提到了衣冠禽兽这个名词吗？
But the Chinese say animals can put on clothing as well.
法国的这个大革命时代
During the French Revolution
这个百科全书派的哲学家
The philosophers from the school of the encyclopedia
也提到了多少宗教人士是用牧师教士的袍来遮盖最自私最邪恶的罪恶
And they mentioned that many religious leaders use all sorts of robe to cover their selfishness
所以这个文化是什么文化呢
What sort of culture is this?
看起来好像很斯文
It looks very gentle.
是文过社会的文。
But it is something that is a cover up.
是化险为夷的化。
It is something that you use to try to have safety.
化丑为美的化。
What you do is to transform ugliness into beauty.
如果我们能遮盖我们的毛病。
So we try to cover up our weaknesses.
如果我们能制造一个外表的形象看起来是很好的。
And try to attempt to have a good exterior.
这就是文化的真正的意义了。
And this is what culture really means.
所以我们中国人说呢，礼多必诈。
So the Chinese say when a person is especially courteous, something is wrong.
这是孔子跟老子文化思想里面最不同的地方。
This is the difference between the philosophy of Confucius and 老子。
老子、孔子尊重周文、周武王。
Confucius respected the emperor 周武。
所以他要恢复周朝的礼。
And he wanted to go back to the ritualistic lifestyle of 周朝。
老子遵从自然的主义。
But 老子 promoted nature.
他认为越多礼就越多虚假。
And 老子 believed that the more mannerism there is, the more hypocrisy.
越多外表的教导就越多内心的逃避。
If you have a lot of external teaching, there is a lot of escape internally.
当耶稣基督说你都不回转变成小孩子， 你就不能进天国的时候。
Jesus Christ declared that unless we turn around and be like a little child, we will not enter the kingdom of God.
这里的讽刺是对那些律法师、法利赛人用各样的圣经、用各样的宗教礼仪来遮盖自己败坏本性的一种虚假的行为。
What he was pointing out was that the scribes and the religious leaders cover themselves up with all sorts of riches and robes.
这个世界就是这样的世界。
And this is the way the world is.
这种犯罪不认而用各样办法遮盖的文化从什么时候开始的？
When did this culture start where we cover up our sins?
就从伊甸园亚当夏娃违背上帝而开始的。
It started in Genesis where Adam and Eve went against God.
为了要遮盖。
In order to cover.
那用什么来遮盖呢？
What would they use?
那时候还没有纸啊。
There was no paper.
那个还没有木板呢。
There are no wood.
那个时候还没有什么绫罗绸缎。
And certainly no silk or clothing.
没有雨伞，没有地毯。
There's no umbrellas or carpet.
所以亚当夏娃就把比较容易把它遮下来的树叶编成裙子，把自己遮盖起来。
And so Adam and Eve simply took the leaves from the tree and broke the branches and make a clothing.
上帝说你要修理看守这个园，他说我要破坏这段这个树。
God told them to manage the garden, but now they are destroying the tree.
所以这就是生态修的破坏。
This is a destruction of the environment.
这就是环保运动的反抗者。
And he is an opposer to environmentalism.
就从这里开始了。
This is where it started.
今天早上我在 Jakarta 讲到的时候。
This morning when I was preaching in Jakarta.
我提到福音派的人完全忽略文化使命。
I mentioned that evangelicals have ignored the cultural mandate.
除了讲一些表面上认罪悔改的道理之外，
other than preaching superficially about repentance and forgiveness.
许多福音派教会里面最有钱的人都是最不环保的人。
Many of the richest evangelicals in the world are opposed to environmental issues.
这些人用不义的办法发财，用增加财富破坏大自然。既然在教会里面做了长老，这是因为他的钱比别人更多。
And these people are very rich because they actually have industry that destroy the environment and they become deacons and elders.
所以上帝就借用许多外教的无神论的人来给我们提到环保运动，来提醒基督徒所忽略的文化使命。
And God raised the pagans and the non-Christians to remind us of our cultural mandate in protecting the environment.
树叶遮盖了人的罪吗？
Can the leaves cover our sins?
破坏自然，躲避自己犯罪的事实，可以解决与神之间已经破坏的关系吗？
Can we solve the broken relationship between us and God by destroying the environment?
这些都是没有办法解决的问题。
These are problems that we cannot solve.
所以神把亚当叫出来。
So God summoned Adam.
神把夏娃叫出来。
And Eve.
神把蛇叫出来。
And also the serpent.
就把咒诅话语。
And gave them words of curses,
审判的话语,
words of judgment,
应许救恩的话语一并赐下来了,
and words of salvation and promise together.
这就成了圣经里面三种上帝话语的状态。
Here we see three different aspects of God's word.
上帝的话隐藏着应许,
the words of God carries promises.
上帝的话隐藏着审判,
words of God carries judgment.
上帝的话也隐藏了他对公对罪恶的追讨所定罪的咒诅。
Words of God also have accountability and curse towards sin.
因为他是最高的权威。
Because he is the highest authority.
你从现象论看见他讲的话好像不成功。
From the surface, it seems that God's word have not come to pass.
现象方面看见好像撒旦所讲的话真的成功。
On the surface, it seems that Satan was right after all.
但人应当从现象被解脱出来，从实质去认识上帝的话语。
But we need to have a breakthrough from the superficial and understand the word of God thoroughly.
我们应当从似是而非的世界中间看见上帝的道是非而是。
In this confusing world, we ought to be able to see that the word of God is indeed true.
我们在这个相对的时代中间，要发现有永恒绝对的真理被人所已经忘记了。
In this relative world, we want to see that there is an absolute truth that man has forgotten.
我们应当在这个时代中间去污存清，好好分辨真假，免得我们上魔鬼的当。
And in this era of ours, let us learn to filter off falsehood so that we will not fall into the traps of Satan.
神把审判宣布出来。
When God gave judgment,
把咒诅的话定下来。
And words of curse,
把救赎的应许成为人类最大的盼望吃下来以后。
And after He gave us the promise of salvation,
神就给亚当夏娃用皮做衣服遮盖他们的犯罪。
And God made garments of sin to cover their sins.
这表示我们的神不但应许，还是实际救赎行动者。
It tells us that our God not only gives us promises, but He goes into actual action.
把皮做衣服给亚当夏娃穿，什么意思呢？
What does it mean to make garments of skin for Adam and Eve?
亚当啊，犯罪的是你。
Adam, you are the sinner.
但是死的是代赎的羔羊。
But there is a lamb that died for you.
你先犯罪，罪的工价就是死。但是有为你而死的救主要为你预备。
First you have sinned and the wages of sin is death, but there is a savior that will die for you.
我有时候想象，亚当看见那边皮的时候，他一定看见旁边就一只被杀的羔羊或者牛。把他的皮脱下来，尸体就在他的旁边。
I sometimes imagine that when Adam received the garment, there must be a corpse of an animal, whether it's a lamb or a cattle, right there.
他可能昨天就是跟这些牛羊在那边跑来跑去，玩得很痛快，今天就看他这么死了。
Perhaps yesterday he has been playing around with the lamb or the cattle, and today they are dead.
这些都是以后预备耶稣基督成为上帝的羔羊，除去世人罪孽。的一个预表。
And this is a foreshadow of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, becoming the Lamb to be slaughtered.
这就表示犯罪的人没有办法用自己的理性、用自己的行动去解决已经堕落的事实。
It tells us that the fallen sinner cannot use his reason or action to solve his fallenness.
有创造人的上帝
，Only Creator God,
为人预备的救赎
，has prepared salvation for man.
人才有真正的出路，有真正的盼望。
This is the only way we have hope and our own way out.
接下去圣经讲了一句令人非常寻味的话语。
And then there is a difficult passage following.
耶和华说他们既然知道了我们所知道的善恶。
And the Lord God said the man has now become one of us.
像我们一样。
Knowing good and evil.
所以我们现在就不准他回头再吃生命树上的果子。
We must not allow him to come back and take the tree, fruit from the tree of life.
这句话是很可怕的。
It is a frightening statement.
岂不是这句话表示上帝不要人知道善恶吗？
Does this statement not mean that God does not want us to know good and evil?
这样跟尼采的解释就差不多一样的。
The explanation is very similar to the philosopher Nietzsche.
上帝是知识的垄断者。
That God has a monopoly on knowledge.
上帝根本不要人知。
That God does not want us to know.
不要人知他所知的事情。
Doesn't want us to know what he knows.
特别当你的知识进到定道的善恶的范围的时候。
Especially when our knowledge is about ethics, good and evil.
这已经是侵犯上帝的特权。
It seems that we've invaded the turf of God.
所以尼采写了一本书叫做 Beyond Good and Evil.
And so Nietzsche wrote a book Beyond Good and Evil.
上帝根本不要人知善恶。
To say that God does not want men to know good and evil.
所以创世第三章最后一段才这样记载。
And this is why the last passage said it in this way.
上帝说那人既然与我们相识。
God said since he has become one of us.
他能知善恶。
Since he now know good and evil.
我们现在就禁止他回头吃生命树上的果子。
We must not allow him to eat the fruit of the tree of life.
这句话引起很多人很容易误会。
Many people are mistaken about this passage.
上帝真是居心不良。
Indeed, it seems that God had the wrong motive.
上帝真的是用心不善。
And his motive was not good.
为什么人犯罪不让他回头再吃另外一种果子，使他可以永远活着呢？
Why would he not be given the fruit on the tree of life to live forever?
原来上帝心肠这么窄。
Because God is so selfish.
怪不得魔鬼误会他是很合理的。
So it is right that Satan has the wrong idea of him.
请你注意听下面的解释。
Take note of the explanation.
在这里是不是等于上帝真的不要人自善恶呢？
Is it true that God does not want men to know good and evil?
绝对不是的。
Absolutely not.
如果上帝真的不要人知道善恶的话，
If God does not want men to know good and evil,
为什么上帝赐下了全本圣经这么多有关善与恶的教训呢？
Why would God then give us the entire Bible teachings of good and evil?
如果上帝真的不要人知善恶的话，
If God does not want us to know good and evil,
凭着什么理由来审判那些犯恶而不行善的人呢？
Why would then he then have the authority to judge good and evil?
因为幕后审判他的大人。
On the last judgment day,
上帝要叫人因所行的是善事而受报。
God will judge us and hold us accountable for what we have done.
如果上帝不要人自善恶，
But if he does not want us to know good and evil,
为什么上帝造人把良心的功能放在人的里面？
Why would he give us a conscience?
使人可以分辨是非善恶的问题呢？
That we may be able to tell what is good and what is bad.
所以这种结论是加之太快， 没有根据的。
And so we have jumped to the conclusion here.
那么 we are jumping to conclusion too fast.
Too quickly.
Too casually. 这是不对的。
This is wrong.
那么回头再问， 为什么上帝说他们既然像我们一样能自善哦， 所以他不准回头， 为什么这样讲呢？
But why would God say that now the man is like us?
这里面隐藏的审判文化的力量是大得不得了的。
Here it tells us that the power of judgment is great indeed.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为上帝说人现在只停留在自善恶的这个最低的层次里面。
Because now man is stuck at the level of knowing good and evil, a very low level.
知识是很重要的。
Knowledge is very important.
知识的本身不是重要的。
But knowledge in itself is not important.
知识的内容的正悟才是真正重要的。
The correctness of the knowledge is the more important thing.
你知道有什么特别的？
What's so special about just knowing?
何况你知错了更危险。
And the worst thing is to know the wrong thing.
知的本身是一件事。
So knowledge is one thing.
知什么是另外一件事。
Knowing what is another thing.
知什么是一件事。
Knowing what is one thing.
知的什么是对的是错的另外一件事。
But knowing what is right and wrong is another thing.
你认为是对是错的标准在哪里？
Where is the reference point between good and bad?
你到底是用怎样的权威来决定这个对那个错？你的标准的源头是什么呢？
What is the authority you use? What is the standard reference you use?
这才是那背后真正的上帝不要人自善恶就以为满足的原因。
And this is why God does not want us to be satisfied just knowing good and evil.
上帝不但要我们自善恶，
God not only want us to know good and evil.
上帝要我们从正确的源头跟最正确的权威 去拿到标准来知什么叫做善，什么叫做恶。
He wants us to get the correct reference of good and evil from the right source.
所以这个问题就比问题的本身更大更重要的问题了。
And so this becomes a much more important problem.
这在前两个礼拜我对你们讲过的。
2 weeks ago I said to you,
有一些青年人在没有到时间的时候就很愿意明白性交的问题。
Some young people want to know about sexuality before the correct time.
性的冲动，性的要求，使他们好奇，提早明白。
Because of their sexual desires, they want to understand earlier.
而他们知道时间没有到。
But they know that the time is still not right.
他们就从错误的权威去找到性的知识。
So they will find their knowledge about sexuality from the wrong authority.
当然说我知道了。
So they say, I now know.
爸爸妈妈，你晚上做什么，我都知道了。
I know what my parents do at night.
他以为因为这个知识，他就跟父母同等了。
They think that they are the same as their parents because of this knowledge.
这是多么可怕的事情。
This is something very frightening.
因为他知识的源头是从哪里来的？
Because the source of his knowledge is wrong.
知识源头的权威是谁定的？
And who set the authority of the source of his knowledge?
这件事情比知识的内容的本身是更重要的。
And these considerations are more important than the knowledge in itself.